Sports.com.
In your mind, I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hinn, and 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to continue the discussion from last week concerning immigration with Dale Zimmerman of the Peacock Alley and Mike Machenbacher of the Expressway Inn. And a couple phone calls to get to. First, Keith, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to give a comment about an experience I have with a family member that's on food stamps, and this is to show the abuse of it. He's a 19-year-old healthy male, unemployed by choice, because he smokes too much pot, went and filed for food stamps. His buddies told him, file as a homeless kid, and they'll give you $200 extra a month that you can pull out cash at any place that accepts EBT. So he gets a total of $400 a month, 200 of which you could pull out for cash to go buy pot. Great program. Keep it going.
Oh, my gosh. Is that about make you sick, huh? And that's the kind of thing that, you know, again, specifically we ought to route out. I mean, if you literally can go and say, yeah, I'm homeless when you're not, get an extra $200, and then you get it in cash, this is exactly what we're talking about. I mean,
pretty much any college student qualifies for food stamps now with the way the guidelines are set up.
And again, the reductions that were proposed were to put in reforms that would say, look, don't just give it to people regardless of whether they ask for it or not. Make sure that there's some work requirement or a timeline or be looking for work. And, you know, that's one other on this topic, too, came in.
Good morning. I was calling in about the food stamp thing. You know, I know families that are on food stamps, and you hear about all these cuts, how they're going to affect these families so negatively, but we could simply adjust what people are able to buy on food stamps. You know, it should be a safety net. It doesn't need to be a hammock that these people can settle into. I know people that get food stamps and they can't hardly spend it all every month. They just don't know what to do with it. They're buying shrimp and New York strips and pop and everything else. If you're on food stamps and you need this to survive, why aren't we putting nutritional restrictions on this? You could cut $100 from all of these families that are getting it by simply cutting out pop and shrimp and, you know, really expensive meat items, and let them have noodles and rice and beans and other healthy options that are out there. I think there's a lot of ways to get around this without impacting all these families negatively. A $30 cut isn't going to make or break them.
Appreciate the call. And by the way, that is how we got on this subject, because
I would rather see somebody spending money on a steak or shrimp or something nutritional than loading up on pasta and rice and beans and then having the obesity problem rear its head.
We saw a headline in today's USA Today.
Buy an apple.
Talked about 47 million Americans hit by food stamp cuts starting today, and then we dig into it and find out that actually a surge put in place as part of the stimulus plan has not been renewed, and so that's now being referred to as a cut. And what it means is a family of four that gets $668 a month in benefits will find that amount cut by $36. So that's what started this conversation. Here's what I'd love to do. I'd love to find somebody in North Dakota Human Services, for instance, that administers this program and say, okay, how do you police this? How do you know the folks that are getting these funds actually need it? And then is there any kind of a process to see how they use it? I'd love to know that. Maybe we can plan it for a future program, because whenever we talk about this, there always is stories like this that come out of the woodwork that just, you know, make you sick that it's not being, you know, that it is being abused. And you have to think a program that's doubled in size in the last 4 years clearly is being abused. Anyway, more on that in future programs. Appreciate the calls and comments. As Steve mentioned, we have in studio today Dale Zimmerman of the Peacock Alley, who joined us last week for a bit. And we had enough phone calls. We said, Dale, we got to have you back. And Mike Machenbacher of the Expressway Inn and Suites as well. Two Bismarck businessmen recently in Washington, D.C., arguing in favor of immigration reform. And they're going to tell us why and welcome your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Dale, Mike, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Great. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for having us on.
You bet. We've got to turn Mike's mic on there, and we'll be able to hear him a little better. And as we started the subject on, I guess it was Thursday, Dale, and and had a number of calls and just didn't have enough time to get into it. So we wanted to spend a little time, first part of this hour, just understanding, again, where you're coming from that on this position, what you learned from being in Washington, D.C., how you feel about immigration reform, and then welcome calls from the listeners. I think what I heard from you on Thursday was there's an overwhelming amount of frustration of how this particular piece of legislation is portrayed as very different than the facts as you see them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you go to Washington, D.C., and you find out that, you know, the immigration bill is being held up in the House, it's already been passed by the Senate, it's just being held up in the House, they won't even bring it to a floor vote, for political reasons, purely political reasons, is just not what we need at this point in time. We need a Congress that's moving forward on issues. Whether it gets passed or not, at least give us a chance to vote on it. You know, all the constituents are begging them to bring it to a vote, whether you're for it or against it, and they just won't bring it to the floor. So it's very frustrating to have an issue that's a generational issue. It's one of the most important issues of my generation, and it's just lying dormant.
Mike, what was your take in Washington?
Just kind of like what Dale said, the political reasons is what's holding this up. And, you know, Dale and I went out to D.C. with a little bit different mindset as the rest of the country, where, you know, the rest of the country is having difficulty difficulty with not enough jobs available. Here in North Dakota, we have the exact opposite. We have too many jobs available, and we don't have the people in the state to fulfill them. So what we went out there the idea of hopefully getting something to where we can, as business owners and business managers around the state, actually be able to fulfill the jobs that we have open. And just on the way up here, for about a four-mile drive from the office, I probably saw 40 or 50 businesses with help wanted signs out front of them. And, you know, if we don't do something here, this is never going to improve in North Dakota.
One of the reasons, to your point, Dale, that this is being held up is that Republicans obviously control the House, Democrats control the Senate. The Democratic version of immigration reform leans more towards what some people call amnesty, what they see as reward for illegal behavior. And the House, obviously being controlled by Republicans, knows that if there is a vote, the amount of a debate there is in the House about this and the version of what that immigration reform will look like in the Senate would lean more towards rewarding people for illegal behavior. What do you say to conservatives that say, look, I want us to control the borders. I want us to, enforce the laws we have now before we put in place an ability for folks who've come here to the United States with illegal behavior being rewarded. What do you say to those folks?
Well, Scott, you know, that's a very complex issue, and it's a very complex bill. And the House is looking at, if they are going to bring it up, they're going to piecemeal it out. They're going to bring up one piece at a time. My perspective is the laws are already in place, and we have 11 million illegal immigrants in the country. So obviously the law is not working. So if the law is not working, maybe we should do something to fix it. And there are several different ideas on how to fix that law. And, you know, some of the ideas are amnesty, where you give a free pass to the 11 million illegal immigrants that are here. Another idea is that you bring them into the country that they're already here. You make them, you know, go through the whole citizenship. You have them pay fines. You have them pay, you know, different penalties, whatever. But the economic impact on this country for shipping 11 million illegal immigrants back to where they came from would be devastating. A lot of people don't realize that. These 11 million immigrants that are here illegally and undocumented, a big chunk of those have jobs. And to pull them out of different industries would be devastating. The Western Growers Association, which represents a lot of the agriculture businesses in the western part of the country, are a big proponent of having immigration reform, because they realize that without these immigrants, you know, their industry is done.
Quickly, John in Minot, what's your take? And we'll get the answer on the backside. What's on your mind?
Well, he said he didn't seem to think it was right that the House isn't bringing that bill to the floor to vote on it. Well, how about when the Senate didn't bring Congress's House to the floor to vote on it? Harry Reid, he just held it. He wouldn't let the House or let the Senate vote on it. And why should we think any new bill would be any enforced any better than our present immigration bill? He says it is. It isn't any good. Well, the stoplight laws wouldn't be any good either if they weren't enforced.
John, thanks for your comments. We'll get your answers on that on the other side. You know, one of the things, Dale, that I look at is we hear the path to citizenship. Most of these people just want jobs. They don't want to be citizens.
Absolutely.
Is that another avenue in Congress?
It is. It's one of the bills is actually proposing just short-term seasonal work for a lot of immigrants to come into the country, you know, work the fields and go back. Right now, they're stuck here. They can't leave.
More of your questions and comments when we come back. It's What's in Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
This is What's on Your Mind. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. Your email comments, welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Weigh in on Facebook. Get there easily. Follow us on Twitter or like us on Facebook by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. You'll find the links right there. 701-258-0550, our local telephone number. Okay, John and Minot had the question that we wanted to give you a chance to answer after the break. And our guest, by the way, Dale Zimmerman of Peacock Alley, Mike Moschenberger of the Expressway Inn and Expressway Inn and Suites, two Bismarck businessmen who recently returned from Washington, D.C., immersed in the debate over immigration reform here, advocating for a bill to get passed. And soon, Mike, John's point was as far as the idea that the House ought to just take this up and pass it, sort of pointing out to us that's not how Washington works, and pointing out to the fact that the Senate refused to take up the House's action on reopening the government and Obamacare and a few other things. So you want to respond to that?
I can. Here's the short answer to it. Right now, Congress has less than a 10% approval rating, and I think too much of this is the mentality that two wrongs do make a right, and which we all know is incorrect. And I agree, there's lots of good legislation that the House has put out that the Senate refuses to vote on, like John had said, and there's some legislation that the Senate has put out that the House is refusing to vote on. And you know, if Congress wants to get their approval rating back in double digits, maybe they need to actually start doing something that will actually help the country.
Stuart and Garrison, question or comment for our guests. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Stuart.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I want to share a little bit of a story that happened directly with me. I went over. I was in Europe. I met my wife over there, brought her back a year ago. We have been dealing with immigration to get a green card for the last year. We married in January. She wants to join the society and pay back to the government. She wants to get a job. She wants to work. We're waiting on her green card. She's here on an I-94 visa and a K-1 visa right now. I went to get a driver's license for it. North Dakota will not give her a driver's license because she doesn't have a Social Security card. Go to the Social Security office. They won't give a Social Security number because supposedly her I-94 had an expiration date on it, which will not, there's no spot on the I-94 for it to say expired. They won't give a Social Security number, so she can't work and get revenue back to the government and pay taxes to help society. I believe this is 100% wrong. I am for immigration reform. However, they need to do all across the board and get it easier for green cards and get Social Security numbers. If we can't get a Social Security number and a driver's license, what are these immigrants supposed to do? Sit at home and do nothing? This is completely wrong.
Mike, you have a response to that?
Yeah, Stuart, that's exactly what we were out in D.C. for. You know, there's so many common misconceptions about illegal immigrants. You know, some people are just going to say that this is, like we said before, 11 million people are just automatically going to get amnesty.
But there's a difference between legal and illegal immigrants.
Correct. Yes. Yes. And that's the misconception is what I'm trying to say. Half of the people that are in this country are actually here working. Okay. Half of them, you know, after I got back from D.C., just to kind of test the waters before I went on the radio today, I asked several people what they thought. And, of course, the misconception is, well, you're going to let 11 million Mexican roofers in. Like, no, this is completely wrong. There's people like Stuart, you know, his wife, that are here that actually want to contribute to society and, you know, are not here from in Mexico. They could be from other countries. There's 200 and some other countries in the world that people are coming from. And the ones that actually want to come here and contribute should be allowed in. They haven't done anything wrong. It should be a good thing that the United States has people that want to come here, that want to work, that want to contribute. So, yeah, Stuart, you're absolutely correct. And that's what we were out in D.C. for, was actually fighting for that kind of stuff.
Stuart, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Sally in North Dakota. Sally, what's on your mind today for our guests?
A little while ago, they said that there was 11 million illegal immigrants in America.
Yes.
Okay, why, if they're illegal, are they allowed to work? They have to have a green card. We have laws that state that you cannot hire illegal immigrants. You have to have proof that they are here legally. If the law was enforced that we have in our books, we wouldn't have the issues that we have today, not only on illegal immigration, but on many, many other things.
I can answer that one, Sally. One of the things that would prevent that is this program is called E-Verify. And right now it's not mandatory, but the law that was passed out of the Senate does make E-Verify mandatory. And what that does is that makes every employer, it would be mandatory for them to check their immigration status to make sure they are legal. But right now that is not mandatory. So that is why you have so many people that are illegal immigrants working, because it's not made mandatory.
Sally, did that answer your question?
She's gone. Appreciate the call, though, Sally. Thank you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Some comments from our Facebook page. So we don't need reform, we need enforcement. And after that, you can debate the policy. You hear that over and over and over again, Dale, from folks who want the current laws enforced before there's any new laws put in place. What do you say to those folks?
Well, Scott, I mean, I don't understand the question, actually, mostly because if it's not working, then, I mean, how many generations of years do we need to go by with the law not working before we realize this ain't working? Let's fix it. I mean, people need to realize that America without immigrants, you know, is a completely different country than it is today. I mean, we're all immigrants, let's face it. And immigration, without immigrants in the U.S. today, we actually have a negative population growth, which is very similar to a lot of countries in Europe and Japan. We have this generation called the baby boomers who are getting elderly. Without having immigrants to support and having a positive population growth, the economic burden that's going to be placed on this country is going to be catastrophic. So immigration, positive, legal immigration reform needs to be done, and it needs to be done now. We have an opportunity in this generation to actually redo what has been broken for so many years. And it's just lying there dormant. And, you know, we need our citizens to call Congressman Cramer. Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, at least encourage him to call leadership and bring it to a vote. We need a vote.
Let's get Henry and Fargo in here with his question. At least we are up against the break. So your question in less than a minute, we'll get the answer on the other side of the break. Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, I just curious, the two guests, who they voted for in the last election, just because of the point of this, but also, why do they always want to put it on the businessman's back to verify this when the government isn't doing their job and actually, you know, not stopping this or arresting him at the border?
Well, I'll let the guys decide whether they want to answer who they voted for in the last election, but I'll tell you, I know both of them well enough to know that they could be fairly called conservatives. In fact, Mike, you've been a vocal member of the Tea Party caucus in North Dakota, hosting events and being part of the Tea Party side. So I'll share that tidbit with you, Henry, but get their full answer on that, plus how you go about the verification, whether that belongs on the back of business on the other side of the break with our guests. Talking immigration reform today, more of your calls waiting. Dan, Gary, John, we'll get to all of you. Stay tuned. More What's On Your Mind coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new de-mudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We're Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannah. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to your phone calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on any and all topics here to wrap up the program. We do have a call we didn't get to for our guests, but we can roll that and welcome any comments regarding this, specifically about Tony Dungy and our interview with him and the questions on his support of the All-Pro Dad. So go ahead and roll that clip. We'll comment on it.
Hi, good morning. I have a question or a comment about Tony Dungy. I'm a little bit confused. I know that you've been running a lot of things about Tony Dungy and the family, but, you know, I'm curious because Tony Dungy was an Obama supporter. Unless he's changed his mind now, I'd like to know that, because I know he was a big Obama supporter during his first campaign, and we know that if you're Obama supporter, then with Obama's stance on pro-abortion, I don't know if Tony Dungy, if he's changed his mind, but if he's still an Obama supporter, wondering how he can be a supporter of the family when he also supports Obama, who supports abortion. So just wondering if you could clarify that for me. Thank you.
I appreciate the call, and welcome others on it. Tom Fryer, I asked to tell me if he knew the answer to Tony Dungy's political support. I mean, I guess it's, you know, even if that were accurate, it would not preclude him to want to be part of an All-Pro Dad thing. Obviously, the abortion issue is separate from this. But what do you know of his support for Obama? Is he?
Yeah, I don't have any evidence that would indicate his support for abortion or even on the marriage issue. What I have read is that he was in support of the idea that an African American was elected president, and he put that in his book. And he shared that publicly, but beyond that, I'm not sure of his positions.
Yeah, you know, I was happy when Barack Obama was elected president, and the fact that here's an African American, didn't agree with him politically, but I thought that's neat, you know, and I think a lot of people did. So I don't think being happy about the fact that an African American is elected president, regardless of whether you agree with his politics or not, means he's a quote unquote Obama supporter. If he is, I am too. But, and by the way, the reverse of this, we haven't talked about this, Steve, but I don't know if you saw Oprah Winfrey's comments on BBC saying, you know, the reason that Barack Obama's has so many political opponents is because of his race. I think that is so offensive. It's not even funny. And, I would venture to say there's a lot of people that withhold their criticism for fear of being labeled racist. My criticism of Barack Obama has absolutely zero to do with the color of his skin. And if you put Barack Obama's policies in the form of a white president, I would be every bit as critical or more. I think it's, that's ridiculous.
Well, and the next time around, when Hillary runs on the Democratic ticket, that the sex issue is going to come up. That's so disingenuous. It's judging an individual on the policies.
I think Oprah Winfrey's dead wrong. I don't think Barack Obama's unpopular or has critics because of the color of his skin. I think it's because of, I mean, look at Obamacare. Look at the economy. We can point to 100 other things other than the fact that I like the guy because of the color of his skin. I'm sure, you know, look, there's some, look, we only need to look to Leith, North Dakota to know there are, you know, folks that hold very radical viewpoints, but I would say that is a sliver. That is the tiniest of all slivers of people whose criticism of the president is because of the color of his skin. I think Oprah's out to lunch myself, but 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Who is next there, Steve?
Let's go to Sally up in Grand Forks. Sally, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Well, my original comment, and I'll get to it in just a second, it had to do with the Oprah dad's thing, which I think is great. But I since then the whole race questions come up, and I just want to say this: a whole lot of these so-called racists that object to the Obama administration and his policies were gung-ho supporters of Alan Keyes. And I don't think anybody, I'm sick and tired of this color issue. We should look beyond that, as Martin Luther King said, look to the content of the person's character and what policies they pursue. Whether we want to support them or not should have nothing to do with whether we want to see a black person elected or whether we don't. That's neither here nor there. If this were a white president and he were taking us down this path of destruction, I can imagine that we would be equally disgusted and dismayed by it. Anyway, going on to the point that I was going to make, and I heard what my friend Steve said, and I heartily agree with it. We never know. My own dad passed away. And of course, I'm an adult, so I mean, I had the benefit of his being there, but you know, I mean, he worked hard all his life, and I think sometimes we felt a little distance because, you know, work was very important to him, and he had a demanding job, and he pursued that his whole career. And you know, when he was retired, he had other interests and stuff too. But I don't think any of us appreciated how much he meant to our family. That his presence and knowing that we wanted his approval in what we did, whether he was there voicing it all the time, and especially a lot of people in our culture up here in the North are not as necessarily, don't speak as much about it as they just show their presence. And it mattered to us that he would approve or not approve of what we did or what we said or how we lived our lives. And I would never have wanted, thinking about it, I would never have wanted his disapproval, even though we didn't have a lot of, you know, time to just hang out together through our childhood. You know, that was important to us. And there is a program, and I hope that the All Pro Dads will address this. There's a federal program, and I can't give you the citation of it right now. I have it somewhere, which reimburses social services for, like, dollar for dollar for what they can get from an absentee parent through child support. And I think that's an incentive to intervene and break families up. That's a monetary incentive to become involved in a negative way for social services within families. And I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen first, you know, right up front and personal. I've seen it destroy families, and the ones who are hurt the most are the children. And it breaks my heart when I see that happen. And
are you aware, Sally, that if I could interject here, I'll just ask Tom if he's heard of that.
No, I have not. But I very much am interested in pursuing that.
Yeah, so maybe if you could get some more information to Tom on that, because you don't want any disincentives, that's for sure. And I also want to share your comments about, you know, was the call earlier from Steve, for anybody that missed it, talked about having lost a son, and now, you know, every day saying, hey, I'd do whatever it takes, live under a bridge, if I could have five more minutes with him. I mean, that really is that's a wake-up call to all of us, which is why I think events like this All Pro Dad just, you know, take you out of your box a little bit, and hey, you know, all of a sudden, you know, a spark starts. It's tough. I mean, we have a senior in high school. Our oldest is a senior. I mean, I'll ask him, how was your day? Why do you ask so many questions? You know, in other words, you know, at that age, it's, you know, just even having a conversation is something you really got to push. You got to press because, you know.
Right, and the All-Pro Dads is more foundational in regard to usually elementary. So you, if you can establish that great relationship on the elementary age, that carries over to when they're a senior in high school and they'll want to know you.
Because you'll never get trust me, you'd never get by with going to breakfast with your high school senior and standing up in front of his buddies and saying, you know, why you're proud of him, right? They would they'd rather be under the table than near that. But good point. Start at that young age and you know, but it is. It's and that's why I really think this is it's a great program, great idea. All right, who's next, Steve?
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Let's go to an off-air call we just recently had during the last break.
Yes, hi. This is our Genie from over here in Arista, North Dakota. Just wanted to call to comment on you know, why we do or do not like our seated president right now. And I really rankle at the accusation from people on the left and the Oprah Winfrey's of the world or MSNBC. It's always about his race. That is just such hogwash. That is so disingenuous. It's all about his politics. If it's about color, it's about the fact my blood runs red, white, and blue. I am a patriot. I was raised to be a patriot. I love my country. I serve my country. I honor my country and my flag and the values we stand for. That man does not in any way, shape, or form. And that is why I oppose him. And I oppose 100% of the white people that sit on his side of the political aisle as well. That's not racism. That's just pure politics. And that's my feeling on it, you know. And I just really wish they quit hammering that home because they're just causing a race divide in this country. They're the ones that are causing it. And that's reprehensible. All right, thanks so much.
All right, we got a new one to circle on the map, Steve Ariska. Thank you, RG. Appreciate the comments and certainly agree with you as well. I think it's designed to, number one, you know, it's a pitch a little close to the batter to try and blow you back a little bit, less criticism, and also, unfortunately, play the race card and further that divide. I don't disagree. John, Grand Forks, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Hi, guys. Before I ask my question, you were talking about your older child, Scott, yeah. I always told people, be aware from age 13 till maybe after high school, you're going to be dumb as dirt, and you got to deal with it. You
know? I relish it. I don't mind it at all, but it's funny.
No, my son and I didn't get along when he was 15. And one time I said, you know, son, why we don't get along? Because you're exactly like me when I was your age. And I thought his head was going to blow up.
When he asked me, why are you asking so many questions after I've asked tough stuff like, you know, how was your day at school? I usually say, because I love you, and it's my job as a dad to know. So, you know, don't be offended. Yeah, it's called a conversation.
Yeah, when things got bad, all I'd get is a grunt from that question. Just say, love you. I'm old, and my kids are in their 30s. And are there any uses for us old guys in that type of your pro dad thing?
That's probably a question for Tom. Tom?
Yeah, I did some things right, and I did a lot of things wrong.
Well, absolutely, John. Two things I can think of right off, and one is that you encourage, I think I heard you say you had some sons, and if you have grandsons, that would be great to encourage them to start an All Pro Dads chapter in Grand Forks. The other thing you can do, if in fact there is a grandchild or someone maybe in your community church that you have a very close relationship with, an appropriate relationship with, you could actually step in and be the dad at an All-Pro Dads event.
North Dakota Family Alliance sponsoring the All-Pro Dads, kicking off this week. Carl and Minot, when we come back, don't go away, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, farmers seem to use a lot of water to grow their crops. Shouldn't they be more worried about conserving it?
Most farmers are always looking for ways to improve, whether it's what they plant or what technological advancements they use. And water is no different. Farmers are constantly improving their water use efficiency. To be honest, it doesn't pay to over-irrigate or even to irrigate at the wrong time. Irrigation isn't cheap. And too much water at the wrong time can reduce crop yields. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, farmers have increased the efficiency of their water use by 49% in just the last 5 years. And they're still getting more bushels per acre. which means farmers are producing more with less. That's good for all of us.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page.
With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hinnom. Final segment of What's on Your Mind for a Tuesday edition of the program. We've been talking about North Dakota Family Week this week, as declared by Governor Jack Dalrymple, and dads, all-pro dads specifically, in a new effort to get 100 chapters of this all-pro dad national effort in North Dakota. Phil Hansen tonight will preside over an event in Grand Forks. There's one coming later this year, early next year in Bismarck. So.
Bismarck later, but tonight it's in Fargo.
Tonight, Fargo. What did I say?
Grand Forks.
Did I? I said Grand Forks. That's what I actually meant. The caller earlier wanted to know what he could do in Grand Forks, and we understand there also is some chapters being set up in Grand Forks. So,
yes, I believe there is a chapter set up in Grand Forks, and we will post it on our website. We don't know the location right now, but we'll post it on our website so that if someone wants to come there and check where there is one available, we'll have that for you.
NDFA.org?
Right.
Is that right? North Dakota Family Alliance, NDFA.org. Okay, let's get back to the phones there, Steve.
Squeeze another phone call in. Carl in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Thank you for taking my call. I think this deal with dads being able to get with the sons or daughters or whatever. The thing of it is that I was married, divorced, and remarried a few, quite a few years later. And I was talking to my oldest son at that, not the oldest one, but anyway, I was talking to my son, and he said, you know, Dad, I wish I'd have had a sister. And I says, Gerald, you do. I said, she's out there somewhere. She was adopted out because your granddad didn't want her, his daughter, your mother, to keep her. And that little statement that I made right there is what cut me off with my youngest son. I haven't talked to that boy, or rather seen that boy, in 40 years just because of that statement. But his brother believes me, but he doesn't. So
that's a tragic story, Carl. Any advice for any others out there? Would you share it again with him? I mean, is that too much information for him to handle, or what's your take after all these years of the difficulty in communicating with your son?
I've been suffering. He just because his brother, the one that believes what I told him, he doesn't hardly talk to him either. And I think it's very tragic. The mother wouldn't let me see them when they were younger. Even though I took care of support and stuff like that, there was always a way to get around it. And I haven't talked to my youngest son. Like I said, I haven't seen him in 40 years, and he's only in Kansas.
Tough deal. Families are complicated. Families are definitely complicated. And, Carl, appreciate you calling and sharing, and good luck in resolving that situation. You know, Steve and Tom, something that stuck with me, actually was at an event at our church. The parish mission came in, and Father Larry Richards was there. He was a fairly well-known writer and speaker on the parish circuit. He talked about, asking parents to think about being on their deathbed. And on your deathbed, will you say, well, I just would have, if I'd have done one more meeting, you know, if I'd have taken that one more call, or if I'd have just done that one more thing, then, you know, because we all do that, you know, especially dads, I think, well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, moms and dads both strive for success, but, you know, as a dad, you feel like head of household, you're responsible not only to your wife, but also to your kids. And there's always that one more thing you want to do to make sure you're providing for them, when really, something as precious as just the ability to have a conversation, going back to something Steve said earlier, of losing a son and wanting that back. So that's really stuck with me, just to think, you know, what really having that conversation about, is it really that important that I miss dinner, that I miss this event, that I miss, an opportunity just to spend time, just running in
there. Nothing as important as time. That's the one thing you cannot get back. Time.
Yeah, exactly. And on your deathbed, you're not going to say, gosh, I spent too much time with my kids. What was I thinking? I really should have had more of those meetings, you know.
There's an innateness in us that wants to know, a son wants to know his dad. Even if he's not present, we want to know who our dad is. And the same thing is true, of course, is with John. He wants a relationship with his son. And I don't have any advice, but I just have counsel in that, we should never give up on that relationship. And if we're a person of faith, continue to pray that that relationship would be restored. And you never know, that might happen.
Exactly right. Tom, thank you. North Dakota Family Week celebration, courtesy of the North Dakota Family Alliance today on the program. For Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnan. God bless you, folks, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on What's on Your Mind. Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They've got a provisional patent on an odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, patent cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer, that awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter, it's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people that call now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.